All right, we are hitting the most famous Psalm today, hands down. I know you know it, Psalm 23. My name is Lena. Welcome to Morning Minutes. We're in episode 9. I hope you are being renewed in your hope. We've called this series Summer of Hope because God's Word is our hope and God's Son is our hope and God's Spirit is our hope. I love the Lord and this Psalm, man, it is the epitome of so many of our lives. And it is written by, of course, David, the shepherd. So let me read it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, man, I've called today's teaching True Satisfaction because that is what the Psalms is about. It is an awesome psalm, and so many Christians, so many non-Christians have found peace in the psalm. And you read it and you just picture a prairie and waters, and my soul is stilled as I read the psalm. I know you're like, read it more, Lena. You need to chill. Okay, I will. But it's awesome, isn't it? I love it. So I'm going to give you 3 thoughts and be done. You will never be truly satisfied until you have a personal and intimate relationship with God. This psalm is about intimacy with God. This is not a huge psalm of people out there. This is David talking to God. In fact, he starts and says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me in the back. He goes from talking about God in the third person to now verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. David quickly takes the tone of the Psalms from God is good, God is my shepherd, God is doing this in my life, to God, it's you and me. You have a plan for me. You are protecting me. This is intimate walk with the Lord. That is what it means to be a Christian. It means that God has saved you through the death of his son, and he has adopted you into his family so that you can call him, in Romans 8, it says, Abba, Father. Galatians talks about that adoptive relationship too. It is the language of the New Testament, but we see it constantly in the Old Testament, this intimacy that people had with God as they sought him by faith. When God is your shepherd, you don't have to try so hard. God is leading you. He's restoring you. He's putting you beside the still waters because it's not about striving. It's about being with him and trusting his leading. When God is your shepherd, you find delight in the little things, in the still waters, in even in the valley shadow of death, you still have his presence. You can trust him enough to lead you, even though that leading might lead you through the valley of the shadow of death, not to stay there, but through it. That word through is key. And when God is your shepherd, you don't have to fear the darkness. This picture of God as shepherd. By the way, Jesus talks about himself as a shepherd. That is a beautiful picture because the shepherd is known to this day. I go to the Middle East and I see the shepherd with the sheep. There's a personal knowledge of every sheep and a caring and a protection and a guidance. And yes, there's a rod and sometimes entails some discipline, but there's an intimacy to this relationship that is unique, that is a gift. So you'll never be satisfied until you have that personal and intimate relationship with God. And you can have it today through Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, we just finished doing a morning minutes in John. Remember what the promise is. He says that in John chapter 1, verse 12, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 3:16 is the most famous verse in scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So coming into this intimate relationship with Christ starts with saying, God, I believe that I can't do this on my own, and that you have died for my sins, and that your promise and what you've told us in scripture is true. And so if you could just tell him this today, I think the Bible promises that you can have this personal, intimate relationship with God. And then you cultivate it day by day by day. So Christian, you who is listening to the sound of my voice, you can have a deeper walk with God. And you do it not by listening to a podcast, but by spending time with the Lord, walking by your shepherd. So that is how you're satisfied. Number 2, you will never be truly satisfied until you know the power of God with me, of God with me. Verse 4, for you are with me. Every time you see the word with me in scripture, underline it, circle it. Remember that that is the power that we have in Christ. We can stand strong because God is with us. He's in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So when you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death, remember the power of God with me. God's presence is made known through his word. God's presence is with me even when my circumstances are dark and unchanging. Remember, we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We're not there to stay. When you find yourself in the valley, look forward to greater intimacy. Those are seasons where you can hang on even more closely to the Lord. That's the purpose of the valley of the shadow of death, is to lead us to greater dependence on the Lord. And there will come a day when we will no longer have the valley of the shadow of death. We'll be living in eternity forever, where the Bible promises that there will be no more tears, no more sadness, all will be well. And that is the hope of the Christian. Thirdly, by the way, that is the presence of Christ. And you can have it today, even before you get to heaven. But in this world, we have pain. We know it. Someday it will be gone. But until then, we find our hope in the Lord. Number three, you will never be truly satisfied until you see your life from God's perspective. So David ends with, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now he shifts from, here's why. So he's sitting with his enemies, and yet God's cup overflows, the oil of blessing on his life, goodness and mercy. He's seeing his life from God's perspective. God's blessings overflow when we least expect them. God has promised abundance to his kids. God's goodness never leaves you even when you don't deserve it. And God's faithfulness never stops, no matter what, forever and ever and ever. Hey, it's an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you revel in the relationship and the intimacy that we have with Christ. And I love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.